You might just let people know outside that we're getting going. I want to just give a holler and say, if they want to be in, we can fit more. My name's Jonathan Appleyard. I've been a friend of Erin's since she was in high school and became one of my daughter's best friends. So I'm privileged to be here. And the family is really concerned that this be a celebration in the spirit of Bill, that his death is the reason we've gathered, but our gathering is a time to remember his special life, the way it's touched so many of us in particular ways. And so we're not putting on any acts or fancy words other than the words that Bill would have heard you speak and the songs he would have sung and listened to with you. We're going to start with a little bit of silence in a few minutes. And then Herb's going to play a piece. A couple of Bill's close family friends are going to give a few remembrances. The hope is that those remembrances will start kicking off the stories that we've been sharing perhaps already today and in the last few days. If people want to come up and use the microphone, you're welcome to after those. But the notion is that a lot of the stories we need to tell need to be told face-to-face with family and friends and in smaller groups than up in front of everybody. So however you feel you want to share your stories, Diane and Erin and Hank want you to feel welcome to do so. So let's just pause for a moment and listen to the creaking of the boards underneath our feet and over our heads. Be aware of one another's breathing, and let's give ourselves a moment to remember how we got here today. Some of us have traveled from far, some of us from just around the corner. Some have been frantically getting this barn emptied and readied for this gathering, and some of us have been sitting wishing we could do more. Whatever you're thinking or feeling, whatever this day means, there is enough room in this space for all of us and all of who we are. Our tears, our laughter, our need to be with each other, and our need to be alone. Herb, I think the honor of remembering begins with you.
Yeah, no pressure.
No pressure.